In this bulletin, a landmark case alleging systemic sexual abuse in the ADF makes its way to court. The Briggs Review finds both major parties abused public appointment systems. And in sport, Cricket Australia confirms future tests will keep the day-night format. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. A landmark class action by a group of women who allege systemic sexual abuse, harassment and discrimination within the Australian Defence Force has made its way to the courtroom. Lawyers on both sides have provided a summary of their cases in the first hearing today of the unprecedented legal action against the Commonwealth Government in the Federal Court. JGA Sadler lawyer Josh Aylward says the case is a demand for action, accountability and real change, as sexual violence and discrimination continues to plague female ADF members. The court appearance has come as Veteran Affairs Minister Matt Keogh confirmed a standalone inquiry into military sexual violence will be held, fulfilling a recommendation from the Royal Commission.
A core part of the ANZAC spirit is knowing your mate, your team, has your back when the chips are down. The scourge of sexual violence within our Defence Force is completely inconsistent with this, and we must do better at tackling this challenge.
The 2023 Briggs Review has exposed how both sides of government have abused the public appointment system. The long-awaited review concluded that political favouritism in board appointments has eroded public trust. It found that board positions were handed out as rewards for friends and political allies. Public Service Minister Katie Gallagher is unveiling a new framework for political appointments this week. She says the government wants to make the best appointments in the national interest based on merit, diversity and accountability. Green Senator Barbara Pocock says Australians deserve better.
Millions of Australians want to see integrity in appointments out of their parliament. They want to see a government that appoints on merit, makes sure the right people get the right jobs, and we don't just look after internal political fortunes and favours owed.
Environment Minister Murray Watt has told Senate estimates over 1,000 Australians left for Israel to fight in October 2023. The government is facing criticism for its delayed response to a question about Australians fighting in international conflicts in the Middle East and Russia, which was tabled in October. Minister Watt has downplayed the delay in providing the numbers, as he reported the figure this afternoon.
There were 1,165 Australian-Israeli dual citizens of military age 18 to 35 that departed Australia from the 7th of October 2023 to the 30th of October 2025.
33 people have died in Cuba amid an outbreak of mosquito-borne illnesses. Deputy Minister of Health Carilda Peña says 12 people have died of dengue in the last few months, while 21 have succumbed to chikungunya, the two viruses circulating widely on the Caribbean island nation. The minister says at least 21 of those who died were under the age of 18. Cuban resident Raul Achanique says people are worried things will get even worse.
Every day you see people getting sick, and there are more and more of them, and the state can't keep up with the medicine and the fumigations. I think they need to step up those measures a little more because they're pretty much the only ones they're taking.
And in sport, Cricket Australia has confirmed future tests will keep the day-night format. A day-night test means the match will be run from afternoon to late evening under floodlights. England's Joe Root raised questions on whether future Ashes tests should stick with the format on Sunday, as he believes the series doesn't need to be in that format. But Cricket Australia's Executive General Manager of Events and Operations, Joel Morrison, says making day-night tests are more accessible to fans. Cricket Australia has also locked Melbourne in to host a day-night test against England in March 2027 to mark the Melbourne Cricket Ground's 150-year anniversary of the first ever test match. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.